In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the second Sunday of the Holy 50 days. And the Holy 50 days, like the great fast, the Sundays of the Holy 50s, they have a pattern. It speaks about the Lord, how he defined himself. The one who rose from the dead is defining himself for us today being the bread of life. Next week, we will hear him saying, I am the living water. The week after, we hear him saying, I am the light of the world. And we go like this to the end of the Holy 50 days, the seven Sundays. So today, the message the Lord is saying to all of us, I am the bread which came down from heaven. Believing in the sacrament of the Eucharist is one of the main foundation of our Orthodox belief. Why do we believe that the bread and the wine changed to become true body and the precious blood of the Lord? This thing is very important. It is not something, it's one of the truth, meaning there is nothing here relative. You can say it is the body, and another person say, no, this is not, this is a symbol, and both of us are right or true. This doesn't work. So how we build our understanding, from where comes this understanding that this is the true body, this is the precious blood? Why do we believe this way? The first reason is what mentioned in the same chapter of the Gospel of St. John. The Lord said, for my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He never said indeed regarding anything that he said about it in a symbolic way. When he said that I am the light of the world, or I am the living water, he didn't say that this is truly something you can touch and you can taste. This is the only way, the only time we see him saying, my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. So he confirmed this by saying the word indeed. The other reason, he confirmed the meaning at the Last Supper. Because sometimes people will come and say, and the Bible says that the word of God was like a honey. So it is the same. How can we eat the word of God? It is the same way, it's a symbolic meaning. But look here what happened on the day of the Last Supper. The Lord did not bring the gospel and say, take this and eat it. This is the honey that I meant. But he did this with the bread and wine, he said. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. He called the bread, this is my body. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant. So what the people understood when he was talking about himself being the bread of life was confirmed in the Last Supper when he brought the bread and the wine and said, this is my body and this is my blood. Not only so, if you read the chapter, this chapter from the Gospel of St. John, you see how the people reacted when he said, I am the bread of life. So they assumed that he speaks like in the beginning, maybe he doesn't mean it. But when the people started to understand him in the right way, what happened? Look at the sequence of the reaction. At the beginning, the Jews then complained about him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. So they understood the word literally. That's why they complained. After this is John 6:41. In 6:52, we hear that the Jews then therefore quarreled among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? So the escalation started by feeling that we do not like this. And then they start to quarrel among themselves. People say yes, people say no. Look at also how the sequence went. In John 6:60, therefore many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying, who can understand it? So they understood the word literally. It was not symbolic. It was not something like maybe. What happened after this? Look at the conclusion of what the people ended up doing. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. How the Lord reacted to this? The people were complaining and quarreling, and they saying, this is a hard saying. At the end, he lost most of them. If he meant this symbolically, this is just a commemoration. Maybe he would go after the people and tell them, what did you understand? Come here and let me explain it to you. Why the people did not react the same when, for example, they heard that the word of God is like honey and is sweet to my mouth? It's a symbol, yes, we understand that. But here, they understood him, the way he conveyed the message, said to the people, I mean this literally. You have to eat my body. And I assume at that time, he was pointing to himself. You have to eat this flesh and drink my blood. So the people, how they reacted, confirms to us that he meant it literally. It was not a symbolic, it's not a commemoration. Look also to how the disciples understood the message and conveyed it to us. St. Paul says to the people of Corinth, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. If this is a mere bread and this is a mere wine, why any person would examine himself and make sure that he is worthy to eat of it? What kind of bread is this? What kind of wine is this? That before I eat, I have to examine my conscience and I have to think, am I worthy to go and partake or not? It cannot be, except this is the body and the blood of the Savior. Look also at the terrible consequences of eating from the body and the blood in a way that we unworthily. So what was going to happen? If this is just a symbol, what's going to happen? Nothing. But look here. Therefore, St. Paul as well. Whoever eats this bread and drink this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Guilty of the body and the blood. And we still, some people call it, this is a symbol. How come this? Just a waver and wine. When I eat them in unworthy manner, I become guilty of the body and the blood. Another reason. All of this is confirmed by the church teaching. Look here what St. John Chrysostom was saying. There are hundreds of quotations, but I choose this one among many to confirm to us how the church understood the sacrament, how they lived partaking of this mystery, being the body, and this is the blood. Look at the words of St. John Chrysostom. Let us submit to God in all things, and not contradict him, even if what he says seems contrary to our reason and intellect. Rather, let his words prevail over our reason and intellect. Let us act this way with regard to the Eucharist mysteries, looking not only at what falls under our senses, but holding on to his words. For his word cannot lead us astray when the word says, this is my body. Be convicted of it and believe it, and look at it with the eyes of the mind. How many now say, I wish I could see his shape, his appearance, his garments, his sandals. Only look, you see him, you touch him, you eat him. This is what the church understood. This is what now makes us to know that this is the true body and the true blood. Why there is, we believe in the importance and significance of the holy tradition. This is what makes things understood. It is not up to anyone to interpret the verses the way he likes. We go back and see how the church understood this. The liturgy we pray tells us the same. This is the body, this is the blood. The liturgy we pray now was written by St. Basil in the year around 370 AD, more than 1700 years ago. Why we still pray the same one? Because this teaches us the same understanding of the church. This is the body and this is the blood. Another thing we have to know about facts of faith, they are handed from generation to generation. They are not discoveries or inventions. It cannot be that someone come in the 16th century and say, I found it. This is not the body and the blood. You know something? The people did not know the truth. This is not the facts of faith. It cannot be like this. The Lord said to us, you should not be called teachers. And the people accuse us in the Orthodox Church that we call ourselves teachers, which we never do so. Actually, who is the teacher? The teacher, he is the one who has a curriculum, the one who starts something, the one who started as a teaching. This is the one whom we call a teacher. The teacher in our church is the Lord Jesus Christ. All the disciples, they work it only to communicate his teaching to us. We do the same. We communicate the same teaching of the Lord because he is the one who has the curriculum to communicate. We communicate to the people. When someone come and say, let me tell you something, all what the church was saying was not right. I found the truth. This is not the body, this is not the blood. So this man now becomes a teacher because he is coming with a new curriculum. He is teaching something was not communicated before, was not understood before, was not lived before. Facts of faith, my brethren, are not discoveries. They are not something that we found out now. These are facts communicated through the discipleship from generation to generation. Make sure that you understand, you believe. When you come to partake from the mystery, you are partaking from the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It has no other meaning. It cannot be maybe. It cannot be yes sometimes and no sometimes. It cannot be true to us. And when somebody says this is commemoration, this is true for you. It cannot be so. Today, the Lord is saying to us, I am the bread of life. We have to eat from it. Otherwise, we have no life in us. This is what the Bible is teaching us. This is what we should be living to understand and to believe today. The Lord is the bread of life. Let us partake of him with repentance, so he may give us eternal life. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.